The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to June. June the 2nd, 2025. Here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, still on vacation. We'll be back tomorrow at some point. They're all flying in to Sacramento in the afternoon. So good morning. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And we want to thank you for starting your day off with us, of course. And Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Even though Ben would probably like to be someplace else right now. You've been working hard this weekend.
That's okay.
You know, we kick off baseball, and that's, you know, people got the regular jobs. And we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. We try to, and then, and in the middle of it, David has a, you know, his wife has a baby. You know, I told him, you know, that's kind of poor planning. Baseball season starting there, buddy.
I know.
Yeah, he probably wasn't thinking of it. So, selfish. The baby is healthy and beautiful and big. Did you see how big that baby was?
Yeah.
9 pounds.
Like 21 inches long.
21 inches long. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Jen, big shout out, honey. You did a wonderful job. And David, you're there to support. And so do what you need to do, buddy. So we have any national days today?
Oh, yeah. National Leave the Office Early Day.
Well, that'll, I would say about 9:05 for you today. Okay. And
we got a national
9:30 for me.
National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Rotisserie chickens. When I was in Italy, and I was living in Italy, and I'd be coming home, there's a roadside market. Everything in it was fresh, absolutely fresh. And they had rotisserie chickens going full time. And this was 1995, 1996, okay, 1997, somewhere in there. And gosh, every other evening or every third evening, I'd slide in there and get a rotisserie chicken and fresh tomatoes and fresh mozzarella de buffalo cheese in the, you know, the ball and basil. And take it home and have the chicken and tomatoes and cheese with some balsamic vinegar on it. Oh yeah.
You're making me hungry.
Gosh, it was great. I think the whole thing cost me like $5, maybe something like that. I
wonder what it cost you now.
Oh, well, if you were at Costco, it would probably cost you like $8, maybe 10. If you're anywhere else, since chickens, when you go to the, you know, Safeway and Holiday, they're like $8 or $9 now. So it's a, but you know, that's why Costco is still selling rotisserie chickens at $4.90 or something, or under $5 for something. And because it's at the very back of Costco, so you've got to walk all the way down there, get your chicken. And come all the way back. Now, they know that's never going to happen. And so that $4.50 chicken ends up costing you $384.
Sounds about right.
Yep. So, well, I saw you in there one day.
I'd like to go in there and get to the food court.
Well, the food court's cool. Yeah, I mean, you can have a hot dog, their pizza, slice of pizza, and a drink for like $4.
Yeah.
I know. It's almost embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it tastes good.
So. And it's good. Yeah. Okay. All right. So National Rotisserie Chicken Day. That's cool. What's it going to look like? We're in the red flag mornings, my friends. Today, sunny and hot with a high near 101. And tonight, with the low, though, it's going down, gosh, almost, you know, it's 30 degrees down to 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 100. Wednesday and Thursday, it's going to be down in the high 90s, 99, 97. Thursday, Friday 100, Saturday 104, and Sunday 105. Whoa. It is going to be a warm, warm week. The red flag warnings are out. The wind's blowing too. But we're going to have gusts today as high as 34 miles per hour. And I could tell by, you know, when I was out with the dog, walking with the dog last night, that it is dry out there. So be careful. No cutting grass, you know, in the afternoon. Try to do everything early in the morning. Don't leave anything in your car. Don't leave an animal in your car or your kids thinking you're going to be right back because something could happen and you're not. So just be very, very aware of just how hot it's going to be and the fire danger out there. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business, been in the business over 30 years. The Kenny family, and they're to their third generation of running the business. They really treat their customers well. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment programs. It is locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Somebody on the phone?
They had a PSA. There's construction to avoid Old Alturas and Victor.
Oh, okay. Old Alturas and Victor. There's construction going on everywhere. Speaking of which... So, how many of the games did you do this weekend?
I didn't do any games.
Oh, okay. So, was it Phil the whole time?
Yep. And I guess he did a pretty good job.
He did a good job. Dave was going to help him out Friday, but I don't think he did because she was, Jen was, I mean, ready. But yeah, he did a good job. So did Jacob. So, that's right. We're not going to broadcast all of the, Colt 45 games. We broadcast the ones we sold. So if you're interested in buying a game and getting a month's advertising, you know, beyond the game here at KCNR, get a hold of Sue at 530-605-4565, and she can set you up. I think right now we've got probably at least half the games, so we'll be able to go every weekend through there, and that's good.
Yep.
Some of them are away games, and we don't handle those anyway. But I think most of them are going to be here. They started off Friday night with a big win. I was there, and Sunset Lions, or one of the Lions Club, the one who has the big flag, the giant flag, was there with a large flag that both teams took out onto the field and held out in a beautiful rendition of the national anthem. And then it was a game that the Colts 45s won 2-0. But it was a pitcher's duel. And, I mean, our pitcher looked like, you know, that typical collegiate pitcher, like 6'5", you know, throwing the ball like just whoosh. The other team's pitcher didn't look exactly like that. But the only thing he could do was throw strikes, and he'd hit people. And then he'd strike out the next guy. But it was a pitcher's duel. They finally broke it open, I think, in the sixth. And like I said, it was 2-0, but still it was a great game. Lots of people there, and they were honoring veterans that night. And then on Saturday, they were honoring the Reading Rodeo Association and the Reading Rodeo Junior, rodeo team. Flag team came out, presented the flag, which is cool. So. See what other things happened. What'd you do this weekend?
Well, I went to the lake early Saturday.
That's a good idea.
Got burnt.
Somebody came in the other day. I was working the, on Saturday. I know everybody says, well, the rodeo's over. Well, rodeo's not over for us. We were putting away chairs, about 1,000 chairs, if you think about this, that are just, you know, the, folding chairs that are in the boxes in all different places. And so it wasn't a lot of us out there, but there were enough. And we put them into two big trailers that we just stack them. And so, and then after that, we were taking down some of the shade areas and all this. And we started at 7. And by 10 o'clock, 10:15, it was hot. And we did that Saturday. And I wish I was out at the lake because, you know, the day just kept going on like that for us. You know what I mean? After we left there.
Hot. And then I worked at the other job.
Oh, yeah. That working out?
Yeah.
Cool. We're going to take a quick break. I think Anne-Marie's calling. I saw Anne-Marie, believe it or not, saw her in the Holiday Mart down in Balasidro. And she told me there's some days she's not, you know, she gave me a list because, you know, husband's birthday or they're going on a vacation or something like that. So I think she's going to be here today. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
For our community calendar. So we'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit HunterRoofing.org today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Jump into summer with a huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore, vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, last privately owned commercial radio station around here in this whole area. So thank you very much for helping us succeed and still be here after 15 years. Yeah, it's hard to believe. 15 years. Whoa. But thank you. That's all to our sponsors and our listeners. Thank you very much for all your support. And the guys and the girls that work here. So Ben and Dave and Jim and Pat and Sue and Lisa and Diane and Philip. And now Jacob, because Jacob's doing the baseball games and doing a great job. Hey, I guess today is, I think it's her husband's birthday. Is where Anne Marie is today. Loretta Swit passed away. Do you remember Loretta Swit from MASH, Hot Lips?
No.
You don't?
Nope.
Well, I guess that's... Oh, man. Man, that hurts. She... You don't remember. She was in that TV show MASH, which is a story set in the Korean War it was their mobile, I don't know, surgical unit, something like that. It's called MASH, mobile something. She was 87, and she and Alan Alda and the gang put on a heck of a show for many years, and their finale was the top-rated scripted TV show ever to be seen.
Did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've got people rolling through here. Oh. You may need... Oh, okay. We're coming here. They're going to be on here in about 8 minutes for the Benton Air Park. We're going to be talking Benton Air Park here. Okay. Let's go to the big story, though. And it's... it's pretty terrible in reality. In Boulder, Colorado, the suspect by the name of Muhammad, let me see. Okay, my computer just died on me. Let me see here. Isn't this terrible when your computer just goes, it just starts loading things that you don't want to have in there.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Anyway, there was an attack in Boulder on a released hostages. It was kind of like a run walk type thing. And this guy attacks. His name is Mohammed Suleiman. He was arrested and, they raided his home. They got him. He is here illegally from Egypt, it appears, he used an incendiary device and a makeshift flamethrower to attack these people, leaving at least 8 people injured in what FBI is investigating as an act of terrorism. He's from El Paso County, Colorado, and was taken into custody after witnesses pointed him out. That he had entered the U.S. in August 2022 on a B-2 tourist visa that expired over 2 years ago. And multiple outlets said he's an Egyptian national. And not using any name sources there. He was booked on multiple preliminary charges, including first-degree murder and using explosives or an incendiary device while committing a felony. They said he was injured in the incident and taken to the hospital to be evaluated. His bail has been set at $10 million. It was at 1:20, about 1 o'clock, 1:20 in the outdoor Pearl Street Mall where a man launched an attack against a weekly peaceful event advocating for the release of hostages in Gaza. A makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device in the crowd. What could that be? It could be a Molotov cocktail. Who knows? And he was also yelling, "Free Palestine." So, 8 victims, 4 women and 4 men, ages 52 to 88, were injured in the attack. So it kind of shows that maybe this is an older group that was out there for their monthly meeting. It's a targeted act of violence. It's terrorism, my friends. So, this happened this weekend. And the victims, like I said, they're saying here from 67 to 88, were targeted because they were Jews.
Yeah, I read somewhere where that one of them was a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah, it just says here one of the burn victims is a Holocaust survivor. So Mohammed Sabre Soleiman was taken into custody. That's the last time we'll use his name. But said, you know, he's here illegally, or he overstayed his visa, was... I wonder if they, obviously they don't keep track of this, or if they did under the Biden administration, they didn't care. Well, of course, under the Biden administration, in my opinion, they didn't care because look what they did to the border and how many people came across. It was criminal to have that border open like that, to bring in so many millions of people without, you know, that's had such a huge impact in our country, and crime is just one of them. And you'll hear, oh, you know, they commit as, you know, as much crime as just anybody else, or, but if they weren't here, they wouldn't be committing the crimes. This guy would not have been able to hurt those people if they had caught him after he had just overstayed his visa, which means he totally ignored it, came in on a tourist visa, and then he just never went back. I mean, you can say what you want, but that, you know, the girl that was raped and murdered down in Georgia, the other ones were raped and murdered in Texas, all of these things. This attack wouldn't have happened because people that did it were here illegally. So, you getting ready to talk?
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought I saw you leaning in. Thought you had some statements there. Thought you were going to tell me, well, yeah. No.
No, I know. I agree with you 100%.
Well, yeah, it's just, it's to me, and it fell on the Jewish holiday of Shabbat and came less than 2 weeks after. And here's the thing is, 2 Israeli embassy aides, remember them 2 weeks ago, that were murdered, executed, coming out of an event. Not only did he come up behind them, the coward, and shot them several times, then reloaded and shot the woman several more times. After she was trying to crawl away, he, you know, just went and stood over her and executed her. So this was a regularly scheduled weekly peaceful event. And this guy had seen it and he decided this was his chance to get even, to free guys by killing all these old people. What a scumbag. And so what'll happen? And like you said, that 88-year-old victim is a Holocaust refugee who fled Europe. And she had spoken at our synagogues as well as other synagogues in school just about her background in the Holocaust and from her own perspective. Her life wasn't easy, but she's just a bright light. So this guy comes in. Anti-Semitic hate crimes are on the rise, as you probably know. I mean, you know, people are going, well, why is he going after Harvard? Why is Trump going after Harvard? Because it's a hotbed of anti-Semitism. If it was a hotbed of racial, of racial instability that were preaching hate, for races, I mean, people would be crazy. Would just be crazy, and you don't blame them. But because it's anti-Semitic, that seems to be like it's okay to be on college and to say things like, you know, from the river to the sea, not even knowing what it means. But what it means is the extermination of the Jewish population in Israel. I mean, this whole thing is the ignorance of our young people is just incredible. It's you know, it's like looking up a side of a mountain of the Himalayas and looking straight up thinking about this is how ignorant these people are. I mean, how do you even pull them off this? And you can't. They're there, hopefully. When they get out of their teens and early 20s, maybe it'll, you know, something will strike them in the head, like an idea, and they can fix this. But I don't think so, not for a long time. Anyway, and this thing in Gaza, they went after trying to get the rest of the hostages out. There's still hostages there. Hamas isn't still exterminated. Hamas needs to be exterminated. But you can't. You'll never exterminate it. It's like it's got 1,000 heads and you kill 999 of them. There's still going to be that one head that starts building them back up again. It'll never end. The only thing you can do is just damage them as much as you can every time you can, just to keep them as much as you can under control. These are all just my thoughts, of course. It's time to take a break, though. It's 7:31 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, soon to be Plumas Bank, as they merge here in the beginning of July. That means instead of 4 great branches, there's going to be 19 great branches there. And the ranging from Reno to Susanville all the way down, of course, to Red Bluff. It's Cornerstone Community Bank. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with the Father's Day celebration at Benton Airfield.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, Linda is still on vacay. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. She could be listening right now, but I doubt it. Hey, Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th annual Taste of Reading Sunday, June 8th from noon till 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculptors Park. Chefs, vineyards, microbrews, food, and three stages of live entertainment. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. It's going to be a great time. It is absolutely fabulous food, good music, and you can have a great time there. And we've got some tickets. I got to go round those tickets up. And start giving them away. I'll start giving them away today and give them away all week until we give them all away. So everybody, those are $50 tickets too. So I, when you get them, I hope that you enjoy them. You can join us down there. And speaking of another event that's happening, that's just a wonderful event, we're going to talk here with Paul Gilman and Irwin Faust. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, how you doing, Carl?
Good morning,
Carl. Nice to see you.
Good morning. Good seeing you all. So, tell us about this Father's Day aviation adventure.
Well, let me start out with, it's our 36th anniversary of Aviation Day at Benton Airfield. Father's Day is our breakfast, and that's Sunday, June 15th, and it's at the Benton Airfield at the Cardan Hangar, which is a big hangar on the airfield, and it's just a little bit south of the dog park.
Everybody knows where the dog park is.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say that too loud or Buford.
Yeah, is that take, Buford?
That's Buford. Buford will take off. He loves the dog park.
He's a good dog.
He's a good dog. Yes. Oh, hear his name. He's over here.
Yeah. By the way, the Aviation Day. It's the 36th anniversary of Aviation Day, and it's 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. and it's free admission. And free parking. Lots of free parking and, of course, lots of free admission. But we've got the breakfast that goes on from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's a pancakes, sausage, and eggs breakfast, so it's a full breakfast. And it's put on by the Mount Shasta chapter of the 99s. And the 99s are an organization of women pilots founded in 1929 by Amelia Earhart and 98 other women. And they all got together and they formed the 99s.
So that's, I was wondering how it got the name 99. I've been listening to it for, you know, 99s. Yeah. How'd they get the name? Well, so it was Amelia Earhart, 98.
Yeah, and 98 other women. And they all sat around saying, people, well, what do we call ourselves? And they said, well, let's just call us the 99s because that's 99 of us.
People don't realize that, I mean, most people, Maybe they do. I realize that. How many women were in aviation back there around Amelia Earhart's time back in the 20s?
Oh, yeah, there were quite a few.
Many. And that, of course, it went on to where women pilots were ferrying warplanes from the United States to England. And, you know, we had hundreds of women pilots.
Yeah, we did. Did that. The Women Air Corps.
Yeah.
And that was a famous group of women, and they just celebrated their, get-together just recently.
Yeah, yeah.
But the 99s have been almost 100 years.
Wow.
1929.
Wow. So the 99s, is that now an organization that any woman in aviation can join?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So they don't have to be pilots of a certain nature.
No, but okay. Women organization, the 99 organization, they are famous for coming up with a lot of money and giving scholarships to women to learn to fly. So generally speaking, most of the women that are in the 99s will be or are pilots.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Now, Aviation Day.
Yep.
36th anniversary of Aviation Day.
And, you know, the interesting thing about that is that this has been going on Benton Airport for a long time. The precedent to this was the Reading Air Show.
Yeah.
And it used to be the Reading Aviation Day many, many years ago. And it got so big, they moved it to the Reading Airport and called it the Reading Air Show.
Well, you know, believe it or not, I went to several of those.
Yeah.
And then when did it end? It's got to be well over 10 years ago.
2014 was the last one.
Okay, 2014.
That's what I have on my T-shirt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that. It was having a lot of problems during that time getting the fixed wing in here.
They had problems getting the aerobatic group.
The teams.
Teams, either the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds, both of whom came here during the air show and performed.
It was the Canadian
Snowbirds.
The Snowbirds is one that I saw.
Yeah.
I think that was the last one.
Yeah. And they came a couple of years.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was kind of nice to have.
But this thing at Benton, my friends, is really, really a lot of fun. First of all, it's a great family event. Parking, free admission. The breakfast is great.
By the way, the breakfast does cost a little bit of money.
Yeah, breakfast isn't free.
It isn't free, but it costs $10 for an adult. And if you're 12 or under, let's see, how's that work? Breakfast is
adults are 10, kids 5 to 12, or 5 and under 5 free.
Well, you see the sheet better than I do. Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's part of my training.
Yeah.
It's not my first radio show. So what other things, Paul, are going to be happening out there?
We have we have on display aircraft. We're going to have both the aircraft from local people who have special aircraft that they like to show off when we have an open house. And then Ron Lim, he's arranged to bring in some of his friends with their classic cars.
Ron Lim. Okay.
You'll recognize the name, and you'll probably recognize the car.
If you're not on Facebook and you're a friend Ron Lim, and here's why. He takes his plane up, and he takes videos of Shasta Lake and other places, and he puts them on Facebook. And it's kind of cool to see, what's Shasta Lake look like this week? And plus, he just loves to fly.
Yeah, he does.
You know, Lim's Cafe and Lim's Pharmacy and all this, and, you know, so. Okay, so they're bringing in classic cars. And then the Northern California Historical Association is going to be there. It looks like, with the Huey?
Yep, they're going to bring in the Huey helicopter, the one they flew in Vietnam, and it will be on display. And there will be a lot of people there to talk about the history of that that aircraft. So it will be a good thing.
How many people show up for this thing usually.
Well, you know what? Breakfast. The breakfast, we actually, Erwin and I collect the cash.
Yeah.
And
we're good at that.
And we usually have in the neighborhood of around 600 people, counting kids.
That's just for breakfast, though.
Yeah.
Well, I would say we get probably another third of that amount. We probably get roughly 1,000 people by the time.
That's what I was thinking, and it's not crowded, and you can take your time. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back and discuss how this thing started and other things that are going on, because it's not just walking around. There are some exciting things that can happen there, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry out of right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding is Four Winds Jewelry. Now, Four Winds Jewelry has been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row, and there's a reason for that. I really think that they are. They've got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. And I saw something on Facebook yesterday said, hey, who should I take my jewelry to for repairs? And there was a lot of comments. And Four Winds Jewelry was right in the middle of it. They had many people say, hey, take it into Four Winds Jewelry. And it's absolutely true. That's the only place it's the only jewelry store that Linda and I go to anyway. But she really trusts bringing in her jewelry into Rebecca and Henry and Leonard because they're going to take care of it. You're going to get the same stones back that went in there. They fix it up. It's very reasonably priced. This is just really a great store. Founded over 30 years ago, locally owned, locally operated, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Irvin Faust and Paul Gilman.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio here on Monday, the 2nd of June, 7:50 in the morning. It's 75 degrees today and it's going to be a scorcher. It's going to be 101, which isn't like, understand that's not really a scorcher. Yes, red flag warnings and wind gusts up to 34 miles per hour. So don't be out cutting grass this afternoon. Don't be out, you know, weed whacking or any of those stupid things that would spark a fire. Okay, I'm here with Urban Fust and Paul Gilman from the Experimental Aircraft Association Chapter 157, who are putting on the Aviation Day 2025. So, what is the EAA, Paul?
You know, the EAA is an organization of pilots that dates back to, gosh, Erwin, what's the starting date?
Yeah, 1952. Started in somebody's living room by a fellow by the name of Paul Proberesny. And it's grown into the biggest air organization in the world.
Okay, now, I mean, I'm just... As you know, I'm not an aviator. I've jumped out of them. I've ridden in them. You know, I've been rescued by them. They've put me in horrible places. But an experimental aircraft, there's something about the word experimental that, you know, that just kind of maybe puts a twinge in me thinking that experimental. What is, and then it's a kit. Like a balsa wood glider you put together?
Some of them are. You can buy a kit that's either a metal kit and makes into an airplane that you can fly.
That you can fly.
Or you can get a wooden kit that makes into an airplane that can fly. Or you can build your own. It doesn't matter. But it has to be able to fly.
There's like parts. Like I want to buy a fuselage.
Yeah, you can do that. You can buy a fuselage. You can buy the empennage, which is the tail section. And by the way, all these names are French names, you notice.
I've noticed
fuselage,
that.
Empennage, pedo tube.
Escadrille.
Yes. Yeah. Let me carve that into two pieces because you have commercial pilots and you have recreational pilots. The commercial pilots are represented by a group called the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, and that dates way back. But the Experimental Aircraft Association leans more towards sport pilots, people who are recreational, and a lot of those enjoy building their own airplanes.
Yeah, I had a friend's husband do that, a woman I worked with. He built his own airplane.
Yeah, well, it's easy to do. I mean, it's not easy to do. It takes quite a while to do one, and there's certain things that you have to abide by as far as the mechanics of the airplane so that it'll fly safely.
So what happens after you finish putting it together and you got like four nuts and bolts?
Well, if it's with my wife, she said that she would never get into an airplane that said it was experimental. But there's a whole registration process, but let me jump back to the breakfast real fast. Because there is the question that I get asked most frequently is, we have aircraft rides available there, and that's Air Shasta is going to have their helicopter out there, and rides with Air Shasta are $60 per person. And then Cardan Aircraft Services, who really is our host on the airport, because we're using their hangar, and they're the one that has the ground lease with the city for the airport.
Do they also have the cafe there too? Is that there too? Or have they leased that out to somebody else?
Well, they've leased it out to someone.
Yeah, so that cafe is a good place to eat, by the way.
It is.
Yes, and watch the airplanes fly.
Yeah, okay. So.
But Cardan's going to fly adults at $20 and kids under 12 for $15. So that's $20 adults. Under 12, $15, which is a great price.
Those are really good prices. I mean, when you think about it, think of the cost of fuel and then the service on the aircraft and all these things. Because, I mean.
Well, most people have never been in an aircraft.
Yeah, a small one especially.
Yeah. And most people have not flown above the ground. And it's an amazing thing to do. And so that turns out to be a very popular thing during Aviation Day, having people come in and fly for a little bit of time, either in a helicopter or in a fixed-wing airplane.
Okay.
Well, and at the breakfast, we are going to have some of the local services. Refreshments there will be Kona Ice, you know, the mobile ice machine that's so popular at birthday parties and whatnot. And the Old Shasta Coffee Company that's up on Eureka Way will be there with specialized coffees. And for the young kids, something that they seem to really enjoy is we'll have a face painter, Rena Plexi, with Plexi Paints. And she'll have her own booth there. She has a special for Aviation Day that if you bring your young person in to have their face painted and you bring dad along, Rena will also paint the dad's face to go along with the kid's face for Father's Day.
Well, I think that's just a great idea, frankly.
Yeah. Right, you know, by the way, we're going to have some help doing this. And I just want to do a shout out to the Civil Air Patrol. And Pat Karch's granddaughter is going to be there. She's one of the cadets in the Civil Air Patrol. Her name is Maddie Erickson, and Civil Air Patrol cadets will be
everybody,
there.
I'm starting to realize everybody in Shasta and Trinity County is related to Pat Karch.
Oh yeah, everybody knows.
I mean,
Pat.
Every one of them. I'm not sure how big his family was, but it's almost. I mean, they have to do DNA tests in Trinity County before they get married to make sure they're not related. Or in some cases, they don't do them. And then, in fact, a lot of them go to a Karch family reunion to meet their next partner in life. Pat's in there listening.
By the way, we're going to have members of the local Rotary Club help us as well.
Okay.
And Lions.
All right. What we're talking about is a Father's Day tradition. It's been going on this is the 36th anniversary of Aviation Day at Menton Airport. It's going to be Sunday, June 15th. It's going to start at 7 a.m. and with breakfast, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Is breakfast, pancake, sausage, and eggs at a very fair price of $10. For kids 5 to 12, $5 under 5. Free, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to go on. It's free admission, free parking. You can have a chance to ride in a helicopter or on a regular fixed-wing aircraft. They're going to have all different types of planes out there, classic cars, the Huey, Vietnam-era Huey, put on by the Northern California Historical Association is going to be there. Refreshments by Kona Ice, which I love, by the way. That's my secret vice, is snow cones.
Ice, yeah.
Snow cones. Oh, man. And Oshasta Coffee Company and a face painter. It's all going to be there. So, final thoughts, guys.
Final thoughts is that if you don't come, you miss it. So you need to get there because I'll tell you what.
If you don't come, you suck. There you go. Just say it out loud.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Okay, all right.
But if you don't come, then you're going to miss this because it's always a good thing to come on Father's Day. I mean, Father's Day, what do you do on Father's Day? Well, you go out to the airport.
Yeah,
and
because
you take a plane ride.
It's not like Mother's Day when everything is special for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go out to the airport, get a plane ride.
That's right.
Have
a great breakfast and enjoy yourself. Right, Paul?
Exactly. No cost for parking, no cost to come, and a lot of friendly people. You can ask about airplanes, cars, or face painting.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, guys, for coming in today.
Hey, thank you very much for
having
us. And
I'll talk about this all week long.
Okay.
All right. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, we have starting our month off with Enjoy the Magazine with all the great things that are happening in the North State. And I'm going to try and find some of those tickets for the Taste of Reading that's coming up also, coming up this weekend. And we'll give away a bunch of those. So we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The latest round of Russia-Ukraine peace talks lasted just over an hour. Both sides have agreed to swap 6,000 bodies of soldiers killed in action. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that yesterday's surprise attack on five Russian military bases shows what Ukraine can do.
We also have strong tactical solutions. Our operation Spiderweb yesterday proved that Russia must feel what its losses mean. That is what will push it toward diplomacy.
Yesterday's attack on a crowd in Boulder, Colorado, being investigated as an act of terrorism by the FBI. The crowd had gathered peacefully to support Israeli hostages being held in Gaza when police say a man carrying an improvised flamethrower also started throwing Molotov cocktails.
President Trump was briefed on the situation in Boulder, which FBI Director Kash Patel has described, in his words, as a targeted terror attack. It took place when a volunteer Jewish community group called Run for Their Lives was concluding their weekly gathering to raise awareness for hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza after the October 7, 2023 attacks. In response, across the U.S., some local police departments are increasing presence at religious sites for the Jewish observation of the Feast of Shavuot, which continues through tomorrow night. George Williams, Washington.
And police say the suspect is a 45-year-old Egyptian man who is in the U.S. on an expired visa. A split Supreme Court declines to hear a challenge to state bans on semi-automatic rifles, so-called assault weapons. The justices turning down a case involving a decade-old Maryland law. It's similar to laws in several other states. On Wall Street, the Dow down 146 points. NASDAQ is up 25. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, the quick fix injections, even magic coffee. I mean, it's overwhelming. Most people are exhausted trying to fight a battle they cannot win. If you feel this way, trust me, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. Do what I did. I called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition 3 years ago. I lost 53 pounds. I feel terrific, and I've kept the weight off. Make the phone call that can change your life the way it has changed mine. They won't let you fail. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mentioned the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
Japan is hot. It's resulting in new rules for the workplace.
Under the new legislation, companies in Japan will now be required to have protocols in identifying and aiding employees showing symptoms of heat stroke, for instance, by providing emergency transport to hospital or distributing wearable devices to measure body temperatures. They'll face fines of $3,500 if provisions are deemed insufficient. The new law is being seen as a rare national-level policy on heat safety for workers in Japan, where heat waves are increasingly common and intense.
The BBC's Jason Lee. The UK will build new nuclear-powered attack submarines and create an army ready to fight a war in Europe. Part of a boost to military spending. Designed to send a message to Moscow and Washington, the government announced the moves today in response to a strategic defense review. News and analysis at townhall.com. A battle of two all-NBA guards will headline this year's NBA Finals. They begin on Thursday in Oklahoma City.
The NBA Finals are set. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Indiana Pacers. Indiana clinched its first finals trip since 2000 with a Game 6 win over the New York Knicks on Saturday in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Thunder swept two head-to-head meetings between the clubs this season. Oklahoma City beat Minnesota in the West Finals in five games to reach its first NBA Finals since 2012. The matchup features a clash of two of the game's top young guards, NBA MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Thunder and Tyrese Halliburton of the Pacers. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Well, the Blue Danube Waltz has finally made it into space nearly a half century after missing a ride on NASA's Voyagers. The European Space Agency's big radio antenna in Spain beamed the waltz into the cosmos on Saturday. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the magnificent downtown studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. Today, the 2nd of June, 2025. Most of us have figured it out. It's 2025 by now. 8:05 in the morning and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And it's National Rotisserie Chicken Day, which we love. And what was the other one?
Leave the office early day.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to hit both of them. So, you know, and we talked about how Costco puts that $4 rotisserie chicken in the back of the store. So that $4 rotisserie chicken costs you?
$300.
There you go. $300 seems to be that number everybody talks about.
Oh, my gosh.
See, mine's not. Mine's 400.
Oh, yours is 400 because you've got
three giant boys.
Three giant boys eating there. You know, if we can get out for under $300, I do my happy dance around the store.
But it's my favorite place to go.
Oh, my gosh.
I love going
that, there. Yeah, that, and that's one of mine, too. My other is the used to be the cash and carry, or that's now the chef store.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the one over by Four Corners.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Costco, but it's designed for people with restaurants and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you go into the meat department and you can buy a piece of meat the size of this table. It's like the Flintstones.
Oh, yeah, when they bring out
the ribs, the car tips over.
Okay, let's hit the weather here. Okay, red flag warnings out, my friends. Today, high near 101, but wind gust as high as 34 miles per hour. And I was noticing that yesterday the wind was blowing hard.
Well, it
last
is
night.
Out just walking in here. It is blowing down
down the streets here.
Yep.
Okay, a low tonight, though, around 68. This is the thing that gives us respite, is it's 101, 105, and it drops 30 degrees at night, every night, unlike places like Phoenix and others that it's 110 during the day and 100
most
at night.
Most of the time it does that.
What?
Changes. Sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, no. Here it doesn't, but in Phoenix it never changes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be like this through next Sunday. Next weekend it's even going to be hotter with 104, 105. We're going to have wind gusts this week. So just be careful out there. Don't cut your grass in the middle of the day. Don't be out there target practice, you know. Yeah, that happened. We all remember that. Texas Springs when the guy started the fire out there. Somebody teaching his kid how to shoot. Anyway, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people, the Kenny family. I can't say enough about them. They do so much for our community. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And Terry's on the line with a special announcement.
How are you guys today?
We are peachy.
Good. It's always good to be peachy. Anyway, on Sunday, last Sunday, if people go to the archives of Jefferson State of Mind, you will be able to hear about the initiative to separate California into four separate and equal states. Tim Draper tried to do this a few years back. He was successful, except when I went to court, they said because of environmental issues and because there was no amendment to the Constitution of California, it wasn't going to pass. We have put together a website. It's called CaliforniaStateSplit.com, CaliforniaStateSplit.com, and we have put on there a statement of purpose for the initiative and what is in it and how it looks. It's about a 4 or 5 minute read at most. After that, we have different questions that people have asked, different positions that we have in California now. I mean, I talked to a friend who got gas in Houston at $2.31 a gallon, and we're paying $5. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And we will be having comments that people can go ahead and comment and see if they want this or not. The most important thing we'd like everyone to do when they go on the website, CaliforniaStateSplit.com, is to vote yes if you want a state split or no if you don't. But it's only about a 4 or 5 minute read. We're pushing this forward, and we will be on most likely Stern America, which reaches 8 million people here in the next few weeks, and I'll announce that when it happens on our program. But we really have to do something about the situation in California. We have to do something about the way we're represented. And the only, unless somebody's got a better idea, the only way we can do it is with the state split. You can't do it with 80 in the Assembly and 40 in the Senate, especially if they're all one party.
Okay. And something we've been talking about since we've had this station, 15 years. And when Terry asked me, okay, so what's your solution? And so far, nothing's changed in 15 years.
Well, I think the idea of having a four-state split is really the way to go, simply because we can't just say we want ours. What about the people in Southern California, the people in Central California, in Coastal California? So the idea is
four separate,
we want this or not, or if not, let's have a solution to this mess we have.
Yeah. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Have a great day. CaliforniaStateSplit.com.
Okay. Well, I'm here with Enjoy Magazine with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, and this issue is Living Well, the 225th issue.
Yeah.
Isn't it a nice cover?
Oh, it is.
I love the tones.
Yeah.
It's very happy.
It's kind of a pastel.
It is. And that's not necessarily my gig, but this one I really like. I look at it and
father-daughter.
That's the thing. I immediately I can attach to it after raising kids, right? You just remember those times.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good
morning.
It's
funny that you sit. I can remember doing this with my son Gianna, who is our big basketball player, right? And he's now almost 6'6". And I'm like, but I remember lifting him up like this to the basket.
Now he lifts you up.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you say this is about, Rhonda? I just said living well, but tell us about the issue itself.
Well, it's a little bit of everything, really. Well, we're going to be at the Health and Wellness Show Expo this weekend. It's this weekend, yes.
Yep.
And so we wanted to give a shout out to that. And so it has a few things health related, but it's kind of all over the map.
So that's something that we've adopted in a new format, last year, a couple of years ago that we've done this now, where
we kind of have a theme.
There's a theme that is picked, and it's prominent in the magazine, but the magazine never is just about that. You can pick up any issue, even if it's like a wedding issue, right? And there'll be wedding themed throughout it, but there'll be something for everybody. You know, you might have one page will be a talking about how to lay out a wedding, and then the next one is like, you know, how you hook a trout. We really always try to keep it a diverse read for, you know, all different types of interests. But we also, have to cater to our advertisers and what we're doing within the community or what's present. And so, we quite often attend a lot of the trade shows in town, may it be the Sportsman, the Health and Wellness, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So we'll theme the magazine And again, this one, we're part of the Health and Wellness Expo. And so this one is about health and wellness.
Now, so we have stories about like rowing and the rowing club in Whiskey Town and
the rowing club. See, I didn't even know they had that.
I know.
No, I should have known that because it's a perfect place.
Uh-huh.
It's a great article about people that just discovered, you know about, well, you know, there's people in the story. It talks about a woman that's just moved here about 5 years ago from Boston. Yeah, and she's, you know, rowing is a big, big part of their DNA in Boston and with their universities.
Yeah. Sure.
And so she was surrounded by it, but you know, now she found out that you could do a rowing class 101 through the,
the Shasta Rowing Association.
Yeah.
It's on page 22. You know,
the activity guide, the city's activity guide had actually promoted it.
Oh, okay.
And that's how she found
out. You know, over the last few years, they've had two major movies about rowing.
Mm-hmm.
One was a Vietnam veteran was the coach and got the team together. And the other one was based on the 1936 Olympics when the University of Washington's rowing club represented the United States, the first West Coast ever to do that. Because, you know, they all came out of Harvard or Yale or Rutgers or those places. And won the gold medal.
Used to be a bougie sport.
Yeah. They won the only gold medal in rowing that year. The rest of them were won by the Germans, but they even won in the eight man. So it's called Boys in the Boat. It's a tremendous movie. It's on Netflix or Prime or something like that.
It's one of those sports though, when you watch in the Olympics, it's very exciting because you very clearly get to see who's winning and the moving up and then the taking away, you know, like, it's very close in a lot of cases, at least in the front runners.
Yeah.
Right. And every pull, you see the front jet out, right? And you're like, oh, they're so close.
Imagining the teamwork that it takes to roll like this. And then at the end of that, feather your oar, get back down, and the strength it takes in your legs and shoulders.
And how if one person, their oar skips or hits the water, it can throw the whole thing off.
That's right.
Instantly.
One of the ladies that worked for me when I was in the Marine Corps, and she's worked out of the San Diego offices there, was a former collegiate rower. Oh. And she looked like a rower. Broad shoulders. She was slim and tall.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of like the prototype that if you look at rowers today, tall, slim, but all his power in their shoulders and their legs.
Like a swimmer's build.
Oh, a swimmer.
Yeah.
She was a swimmer.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with Enjoy the Magazine and Rhonda and James. We have to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by the woman that kidnapped my wife and has got her in Texas right now, Judy Maxwell. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. Judy has built a very, very, very professional, competent company that can answer all your needs when it comes to insurance and financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance, be it personal health, your property insurance, your business insurance, auto insurance, give them a call at 221-530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financials. It's free reviews and evaluations of both your financial management plans and your insurance plans. We do business with Judy, and we're real happy. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
Reading, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Join us Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat Dad to fun food and family. Black Bear Diner also added four brand new and returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner. Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Free Fire Radio California here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Now, Ben, get ready. I'm giving away 2 tickets for the Taste of Reading. It's going to be June 8th this weekend from 12 to 4 p.m. over at City Hall. They're $50 tickets. I'm giving away 2 of them to the second. Yes, that's right. The second caller scores 2 $50 tickets to the Taste of Reading.
Why do you do that to Ben? So, you gotta make
it
work.
And if the phone is
ringing. Hello, you're not it. Click.
If the phone is ringing and ringing, just stay on it. Just don't hang up.
There it goes. There's one.
Here goes the first one.
Ben gets to pick up the phone and say, you're not it.
You're not it. Sorry, you're number one. Now we're going for number two. Hey, I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. And just let me say this. Your rodeo coverage, your last edition, was just wonderful.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
We set a record.
Good job.
We set a record this year.
Good.
Well, I believe. Yeah. I'm pretty sure because we always sell out Saturday. And Friday sold out, and then if you were there Wednesday or Thursday, the place was full.
Yeah.
And then
we started on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Wow. First, has it always been that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And then, but it used to be bulls and barrels, but we changed over to the rodeo this time.
Mm.
And I mean, we had so many contestants coming in because we have something we call Slack. That's where everybody that pays their money, but we can only take 10 at night. For the most of the events, they come in and they run during the day in the morning, and it's their times. So, Some of them can compete, you know, later on. But we had 160 breakaway ropers, and we had a bunch of team ropers. And it cost $220
to enter
that breakaway roping.
Wow.
So when you think about that, and the big thing for us is cycling through all of the horse trailers that come rolling in there. How many did you just get to? Yeah. Okay.
We have Winner.
Winner.
Chicken
Who
dinner.
Was it?
Joan.
Who?
Joan.
Joan. Joan, congratulations. Have a good time. Make sure you use those, Joan. If you don't, just give me a call and I'll give them away to somebody else. Anyway, it was, and then your Chicks and Chaps article. I mean, everything was just, Linda's got like six issues.
Okay.
And I think she took one down. She did. She took one down to her girlfriend down in Texas. And, so thank
you.
That's
right. That's because she was a superstar.
Yeah.
In that spread.
Well, no, she was. That Chicks and Chaps is truly, and she's the first one to tell you, this is a group event. This is a community effort from the girls.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a huge success. And the rodeo was just outstanding this year. We're still cleaning up. I was working Saturday.
Wow.
Picking up the thousands.
Well, we live down in the garden track.
Thousands
plus
chairs.
I love is that you, every night you can hear, I mean, and you know when something good is happening because the crowd goes wild and you just you hear this roar come from down there right down our street.
Oh, yeah.
We can hear that. We can hear the train. We can hear every night at the baseball downtown.
Oh.
It's fantastic. I love it.
I live up on Chestnut Street, right?
Yeah.
You know where I live.
Yeah.
I'm listening to it at night.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hear it.
You can hear them sing the national anthem.
Oh,
you can hear the announcers, the crowd, the music.
33 people showed up for an open call for that to sing the national anthem.
Wow.
I sat there because they had four judges, Linda and three others, including Scott Lewis and Jan, is it Jan? The one that runs the,
sorry, we're not helping.
I know you're not helping. The Arts Council,
Nancy
Hill. Why did I think Jan?
Nancy Hill.
Anyway, I listened to the national anthem 33 times.
Oh my God.
And they selected two to sing this time, and I tell you what,
as a tandem?
No, no. One for Wednesday, one for Thursday.
Okay.
was 23 on Wednesday, 14-year-old on Thursday. They knocked it out of the park. So it was just a great rodeo, but it was set up. Part of it was Enjoy Magazine.
Well, thank
putting
you.
Out such a great, great issue like that.
Very
so,
cool.
No, thank you. Okay, moving on. Which one, gathering or which one you want to do? Gathering.
So
and
we talked
join,
about
or?
The rowing. So if you're interested in joining the Reading Rowing Association, you can do that. Great exercise. I always like to point out it's the very first thing in every issue we do. Jason Dell is our feature. What I like to enjoy.
Oh yeah.
And it's a really great. He's a school principal. He moved here when he was 5 years old from the Bay Area. His wife, Jenny, and he has two daughters, Lily and Violet. And then, you know, what he loves about the area is a very common one that we always hear, and that is just the incredible ability to be outdoors, lakes, rivers, streams, mountains, and just the natural beauty. But I really encourage people to do this. This is a really great way for you to just get to know people. If you've not even been introduced formally, this kind of allows you to meet somebody in your community, and then what's great is, you know, if you see them somewhere and, you know, just come up and say, hey, you know, it's so nice to meet you formally. I read about you and enjoy and appreciate what you do in the community, especially if you're a principal.
Well, yeah. And you know what? This guy's had a life. He's a veteran of the United States Army. He's got some tats on him.
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't have sleeves, but he has some. And which is.
He has half sleeves.
He has half sleeves. He kind of looks like, but he.
Which is a good thing, I think, these days as a principal, because it probably freak some of the kids out and thinks, you know, I better behave.
But this is the kind of guy, which historical figure would you be? And he comes up with Marcus Aurelius, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I would be Mick Jagger.
Mm.
Mick Jagger. Yeah, that's a historical figure.
Yeah,
I'd be him. Okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
There. So
that reminds me of, like, there's a thing that they say, what is it? Men think of the Roman, it's kind of a meme. How often do men think of the Roman army? Like, just randomly in their head. And surprisingly enough, there was a study done, and it's quite a lot. that how men refer or think about the Roman army because of the warriors, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, here you go, perfect example. This guy's thinking of
Marcus Aurelius, a philosopher, but also
but that period of time.
Yeah, that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
So we also have a story about electric bikes going on to be healthy, which I don't. It's a huge thing now. I don't know. Do you have an electric bike?
No.
Oh, okay.
But
you said you want to get them.
I could use an electric bike, and I'll tell you why. You know how close we live here. I could whip down here on my bike without using electricity because it's downhill and flat. And on the way home, I could use
electricity.
But the only problem is that if I have things to do during the day, which I always do, it's difficult to get out the Palisadro to check the horse on my electric bike.
Right.
The other thing, too, is I think electric bikes are cheating. I'm sorry.
They are, but it makes you get out there.
It gets you out there, especially if you look at our streets now, like California Street, which has been shut down for how many, parts of it have been shut down
how many years?
How many months now? Because they're putting in all these bicycle lanes. But I agree. I think that electric bikes has really gotten a lot of people out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My son bought me one for Christmas. It was one of my favorite gifts.
Well, you said that. You said you put it on high speed.
It's funny because I mean, people are probably hate me for that, but I just zip around everywhere, right? And it's like you can get places so much faster than even in your car.
Right. Just stay off the sidewalk. That's all I'm saying. Stay off the sidewalk. You're doing 30 miles an hour, and you open up the door to our business, and somebody goes by at about 25 miles an hour. Oh, yeah, that's happened. And I was thinking,
helping you to blow your hair back.
Yeah, that could be. Anyway, did you know that electric bikes – Well, no bikes can be used in wilderness areas.
Can be used what?
They cannot be used in wilderness areas.
Oh.
No machinery, bike or electric bike.
Oh, okay.
So what you're seeing, though, is people going out there in the wilderness areas on their electric bikes because they can get out there further, and it's against law to do that.
Huh.
Do they have a sign that says you're entering a wilderness area?
It says, you know, at the trailheads, wilderness area, where people should just know if you're into a wilderness area, we can't use chainsaws out there to clear trails, no matter how big the logs are. So you're starting to see more of them.
You have to hand axe them out.
Cross cut.
How about if you just pour some diesel on it and burn it out?
They really frown on that one. I think they would accept a chainsaw before they would you burning the tree. Okay. So is this article? I know they've got at least one group down here across right behind us. In fact,
oh, for the bikes,
that rents out bikes.
Yep.
So that is
Shasta
the new
Living Streets,
Shasta Living Streets. It's a Shasta bike hub or bike. Something like that. It's got Pipeline restaurant in it. You can ride your bike downtown and valet
and
it.
And you can park your bike there.
You can park your bike anywhere, it seems like. Yeah. I guess they've got drop-offs. And how does it work? You rent the bike with your credit card?
Yeah. There's usually a barcode that you scan with your phone if you want to do it digital.
Okay.
And you set up an app so it just automatically is connected to your card. You get charged instantly, and it unlocks it, and away you go.
So this is other places they have parked. I mean, if you find a bike there and you just go up, it's going to be charging while you're there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll be done.
Yep.
Okay.
But you can also park your bike, your personal bike, at the
bike hub. That's the whole thing. They're encouraging you to ride downtown, park your bike at their valet, and go walk and explore and have dinner and stuff. And so many of these really cool electric bikes now are not just traditional bikes. They have interesting shapes where that, you know, you can put two kids, three kids on the back or baskets. So if you want to go farmer's market or shopping,
you probably have like trikes. Yeah, electric bikes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
we can put a lot of stuff in the back. Okay.
And the bikes that are here in town, the ones that you see that are available, the public bikes, those require you to pedal. So they're pedal assist.
Yeah.
Bike has a throttle, so I can just ride electric, but those you have to actually pedal and get assistance. So you do have to ride on some electric bikes.
Well, global data indicates e-bikes made up 1.3% of U.S. bike sales in 2020, but grew to 4.9% in 2024. And we have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway or Lucky Miller's. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since Cypress Square opened in 1967. My friends, not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And the barbershop gives great haircuts. The only place I've gone to since I lived in Reading, since I moved here. Great guys down there, Logan and Tim. I just make an appointment at 530-244-9478. Pick a good time for myself and them and roll in. Get great haircut. And roll out. You can go down there. If they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold. How do I know that? It's written on the window. It's right next to the bullet hole somebody put in there.
And just below the jackalope.
Just below the jackalope. And if you don't know what a jackalope is,
look it up.
Go in there and look. They'll be more than happy to tell you about it. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio right here in Redding, California. Downtown Redding on Market Street. Today, the 2nd of June, 8:38 in the morning. 75 degrees going up to, oh my gosh, 101. Not too bad, except it's red flag warning because we're going to have wind gusts up to 34 miles per hour today, which means it could be up even higher than that. So, be careful out there. Don't leave anything in the car you don't want alive.
Well, I was saying when I came in, it was windy, but I was parked out front for a little while just thumbing through the magazine, and I was reading, and all of a sudden, literally, my truck just started shaking, and I was like,
ooh.
I was like, wow, is that an earthquake? I mean, I would have been like, the buildings were going to come down. It was just the wind. That's how hard it's blowing.
Well, I can tell that I need to replace my Marine Corps flag on my flagpole because
it's getting tattered.
The last few days, it just got, you know, yeah, it's a little bit tattered.
You know, that's the funny thing in Reading. Nothing here survives. I don't care. This is, Reading should be a test bed for all kinds of materials that they're going to build with. Because they'll tell you, you know, oh, if you throw a plastic bottle on the side of the road, it's going to be there for 100 years. And, you know, it might be at a microscopic level. But, dude, I'm telling you, plastic bottles on the side of the road in Reading in a couple of years are already gone.
They're melted into the concrete.
Visually, yeah. They're just, I mean, nothing survives here. Nothing.
Nothing. In fact, when I sold the Red Rover, I had that thing for 18 years. And but the paint on it, the guy was going, gosh, your paint still looks good. And I said, the only time it's out is when I'm here at the office.
Mm-hmm.
And, the rest of the time it's parked under
cover
in a carport.
Yeah, but
of all things, but it protects it.
The sun isn't beating on it.
Oh, it's not beating on it.
Cause I have Betty White out there and my Tundra, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's white, so it's very reflective. All the clear coat has literally blistered and come off of it, and it's just raw paint and metal.
Welcome to Reading. Okay, now you've got a article on page 59 for Love of the Game, and
this
I had
cool.
no idea somebody like this existed anywhere up here in Northern California.
I was going to say, think about anywhere that there's anybody that does even this, considering that everything is so offshored and machined.
Matthew Oliva.
Yeah. So he's one of those people, if you read the article, that, you know, whatever he sets his mind to, he kind of jumps in and goes for it. And I can't remember. I read the article, but I don't remember originally what he did.
He was a fishing and hunting guide.
Fishing and hunting guide. And that's what his passion, his love was. But for some reason, at some point, I don't know how he got on it. I don't know if it explains it. But then he got the passion for baseball equipment.
He loves baseball, and he turned it into this company that makes gloves and wood bats.
So this person
that are sold all over the world
literally hand makes baseball mitts.
It started in 2019 because he loves baseball. Supplying high quality baseball gloves, maple bats, and a wide range of gears to teams and players around the world.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Patriot Glove Company.
But it's a great name for the great name for the company too. And
the gloves are beautiful. I mean, he custom makes them. If you want a custom made glove, that's where to go.
He used to buy used gloves from professional players, and he'd find unique high end gloves, and he was fascinated by the craftsmanship by the gloves. I'm just quoting from the story here, but they were expensive, so I thought to myself, shoot, it can't be that difficult to make a glove. Hey, it's not that difficult to skin a bear. No,
I'm looking at a glove and I'm thinking that looks insanely difficult.
It's hard to make.
Each of those different. I mean, look at all the stitching in them, and you know, each finger and seams and all that. That looks like.
And it's really too bad that we couldn't use all the pictures that we had, because there's some really cool pictures of him actually working on a glove,
and hand stitching or something.
Yep. Yeah,
he bought a secondhand lathe and taught himself how to make a baseball bat. You know,
is that him right there? Is this him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's young.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's got 9 employees.
I would have thought he would have been older.
They work with individual players, youth leagues, high schools, colleges, and some professional level teams.
Yep.
Not just here in the North State area, but all over the world. I just wonder if the Colt 45's got some kind of deal going.
I wonder.
It'd be interesting to see. And yeah, he's just sitting there holding a glove and a bat, and he just looks like, it's just me.
Yeah.
Yep. And his family is part of the business as well.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And they're all baseball.
I wonder how do you make a baseball club? He's got to come
yep.
on. Tell me, you know, I get the idea why you wanted to do it and all this, but how do you, because they got to be padded in such a way,
right.
and each club mm-hmm. is different, like first base is different,
uh-huh.
of course, and the catcher's mitt is different, but what about the fielding, you know what I mean, like
I play baseball and we all do it, but I never yeah. really asked the question why we have, and he's got it here in the picture, why you have your point finger always out in that,
yeah,
out the back.
I don't know.
Right?
I wonder if it's a little more control. I don't know.
I don't know.
You would think it wouldn't
be.
But.
We all do it, but I don't know why. I'm looking at his finger going, well, why isn't it in the finger hole?
That's so that you can turn that finger back and bust your fingernail off and then go, gosh, why did I have my finger out?
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
I love finding stories like this.
This is a great story.
It's a great story.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try and
get a hold of it. It's a feel-good. Yeah. It's like a wow thing uh-huh. to me. I mean, and this is what makes the North State really so great because you know, we find stories like this all the time where they're brought to us by our writers or, you know, people are out and about
yeah.
and then they're like, are you,
it's like the hat guy.
Can mm-hmm. you believe mm-hmm. this?
Right.
Oh, and we've had them like people that make whole saddles and,
yeah.
I mean, just stuff and you're like,
motorcycle seats.
Yeah. Oh, motorcycle stuff. Seats. Yeah. Yeah. Knives. We have like one
motorcycle what?
Seats.
Oh,
like
seats.
Custom
oh, yeah.
seats for
that's,
motorcycles.
That's in,
Millville?
Well,
there's a few of them, actually.
Yeah.
There's
one, there was one in the city of Shasta Lake for mm-hmm. a long time. He did a custom motorcycle. They go on, when they have time, they go out to baseball tournaments and they give away some of the products to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah.
What a great
smart,
break.
Smart,
yeah.
smart,
oh,
smart.
Gosh, yeah.
We also did an article years ago about a gentleman in town that makes knives and he is like one of only like, what, 30 or 40 in the world with a specific classification, like it takes an entire lifetime to
yeah.
reach a certain level, and it's all through apprenticeships and
the
all that.
The 20th level of the black
yes.
belt,
Kachika. It totally is like that, and he's like one of just a handful of people on earth that make them.
And speaking of baseball, we have some, when we come back from the break, we got to take a break now, we're going to give away Colt 45 tickets. I'm going to give away a four-pack when we get back to the first caller. And
do you guys ever give away like gold coins or anything?
Well, you know, it's
you guys
funny.
Give away
you
stuff
just
all the time.
Missed that. That was last.
Oh, really?
Week. Weren't you listening?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering. We gave away four or five of those last week. I'm sorry you weren't listening. And of course, KCNR Free Fire Radio, Free Fire Media does broadcast the games.
Yep.
On the weekends.
And notice your ad is right
and
next,
is right
right next to the baseball.
You know, that was, yeah.
It's almost like there's somebody behind the wheel at Enjoy Magazine that has some brains.
That actually is looking at it and go, well, why don't we put this one in there? That's a great
that
idea.
That just matches. I like
yeah.
matchy match.
No, it's perfect. Anyway. Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You may.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime,
stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Jump into summer with the huge parking lot sale brought to you by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. Not only will the parking lot be filled with unique items, but inside the store you'll save extra as well. Beautiful brass, antique vases, jewelry, and sports memorabilia galore. Vintage clothing and signs. It's all waiting for you. June 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5 in Anderson. Thanks, Memory Lane.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Reading Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Yeah, welcome back. We got massive sneezes going on in here. Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Now, I said I was going to give away some tickets to the Colt 45s.
You did.
And I am. I'm going to give away a four-pack to Colt 45 games. This is good for all season long. It's going to go through end of July. So give us a call, 530-605-4567. Now, this is doesn't take a call on.
Mm-hmm. This is a good
Buford, the Wonder Dog, has one fallacy. One thing he does.
Desire.
If there is a doorstop, you know, the rubber doorstops on the ground, Buford will immediately put it into 43 pieces, which he just did. So,
he's right at my feet. I thought he was gnawing on his little dog.
Yeah, so did I.
His little ball.
The first person that brings in a doorstop.
Personally brings it in,
gets two tickets, $50 a piece, to Taste of Reading. That's right. And if you're not number one, I'll give you, if you're like second and third, something like this, I will give you Black Bear Diner Bucks and tickets to the game. But the first person that brings in a doorstop is going to get $100 worth of tickets to Taste of Reading that's going to be happening this weekend. So
this
there you go.
Could be like, let's make a deal. What if I was able to just reach into my man purse and provide you a doorstop?
I'm here. Very impressive.
I'm here. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. It's like Felix, the bag of tricks. I can reach in there and pull out anything.
I'm here with James Massad and Rhonda Alvey. This is just a great addition, by the way, of Enjoy.
Thanks. So, yeah, I like
this
it
is
too.
Our last segment here. So which ones you really want to hit?
It is funny how we talk about this. Like, you know, all of them are great, right?
Yes.
But there's sometimes ones that just seem like they have like magic kind of in the pages. And this is one of them. Like you really just get it's a really great grouping of things that have been discovered, you know?
You know, like bringing people together. And see, here's the thing I really love about y'all. It's all over the North State.
Yeah.
And it can be to the coast. In this case, it's Mount Shasta. And it's about a restaurant there.
In Mount Shasta, yeah.
Baldovinos? Baldovinos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see. This is a place that I would go to that I know about now when I was up in Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
Well, look at that dish that's in front of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's incredible.
Right?
Yeah, there's, I mean,
and
look at.
On page 62.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
And look at the inside of the restaurant. It looks like it's got really great.
It looks like it could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the fact it's at Mount Shasta is really cool.
Yep. So we have that lovely story. We also have a story about Cask and Cleaver, which is downtown.
Another great thing.
Another great, you know, lots of cheeses. And
So it's funny because Cask and Cleaver is a really great name. But I, one of the first jobs I ever had in high school, I worked at the Cask and Cleaver in Visalia, California. And they were a chain of steak and lobster houses.
Yeah.
Right? And so when I heard the name, I was like, oh, it brought back memories, you know. I just remember as my first job about feeling how appalling it was that we'd clear the tables and bring them back to the back. And then, you know, you'd put them out for the dishwashers to process and stuff. And you'd see the dishwashers eating the leftover steak and lobster that were on the plate.
Oh, my gosh.
And I used to remember thinking, I'm going to gag.
Hey, by the
but
way,
they ate a lot of steak and lobster. You'd be surprised how much people waste.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, by the way, our address here, if you're going to bring down that, is 1326 Market Street. We are right up the street from Kobe's on the same side of the street and right next to Odell's Barbecue. You can't miss us.
So okay. Come bring a doorstop.
Bring a doorstop, score $100 worth
of... Pick up some brisket.
Oh, taste of Redding tickets. Okay, what else we got here? I mean, so many articles, so few
the
times.
The thing that I'm always happy with, because I actually... do them is we also have usually two recipes every month in the magazine.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to see this month what we have in here.
We have the shrimp.
Yes. So it's like the shrimp pocket that you can make. It's a
Beer butter shrimp.
Beer buttered shrimp pocket in foil where you just like take foil and make it like a little cup, throw the ingredients in, close up the top, stick it in the oven, and then, you know, within a matter of minutes you have an incredible...
I might need to do that for tonight.
Yeah,
then I didn't get home till tomorrow.
Well, there's also a cool article in here about Red Rock, and this is a bronze statue that's been erected in his place, and he faces the direction of where he came from. I think it's in Clovis.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a really beautiful actually piece of art.
It is a beautiful piece of art, and of course Red Rock. Little known facts, but he was rejected by his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to hand raise him, literally.
That's why he was so angry.
And
he had mama issues.
He had mama issues. No, the fact is he was so docile until he got into the chute.
Yeah.
But he was docile. You could put kids on him. He'd follow him around.
Wow.
But once he got into the chute, he knew
his job.
What his job was, and he was the best. And it wasn't until one rider figured out what he did, how he would start to, the bull would literally squat down a little bit to give him that first shot out of there. And, when they finally figured that out, that's why Lane Frost was the first one to ride him.
To ride him.
And he still didn't ride him every time.
And the quote on the second page in big bold letters said, Red Rock knew his job.
He knew his job. Oh, yes. He knew his job.
But to have an animal that was hand-raised and then that gentle and friendly just, like, could decide that, okay, now it's time for me to work.
I tell you what, John Grounding's got stories about that bull that are just, you know, when he's been on before to talk about this bull and what a great bull he was.
Mm-hmm.
But what a great personality, if bulls can have personality.
And they look, you know, they're so... ominous, and they're so thick and stuff, you don't think of them as having really much flexibility, right? And so when they blow out of those chutes, and they're flipping around, and their back end goes sky high, they look like they're going to, like, snap themselves in half, and yet this is just the easiest thing to watch. They're just like, wow, the flexibility.
They're truly athletes. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you use the term athletes, and almost, like you said, as supple as a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
When you come, and then you've got a 150-pound guy trying to ride an 1,800-pound. Oh, my God. And the fact that they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. All right. We're finishing up here. What do you want?
Well.
Just to remember, you can pick this magazine up in all over 400 locations throughout Northern California. If you can't and you don't have access, you can have you can check it out at www.enjoymagazine.com and go to the actual latest issue and back issues if you want, and flip through like you would be have a magazine in your lap just online. So
check out our calendar in the back of the magazine that has things that are going on in the North State. Lots of events.
Tons and tons. And if you have an event, go to our website and post your event in our calendar online, and hopefully it'll be scooped up and printed. Just make sure you get plenty of time.
Yeah, there's so many things going on. And, yeah. You know, when people say, as they have before, oh, there's nothing to do. But I will tell you
there's
this.
Too much
I
to
have
do.
Not heard, I have not heard that statement. In a long time.
Me either.
Yeah. You know, oh, there's not enough to do. I mean, when you get the symphony running at the same time, there's two different plays going on.
I just
look
at it this way.
The rodeo, the, you know, all this stuff.
If somebody says that, to me, they're dead. Because that's not a statement you can make anymore.
No.
It's got to be you.
Okay, remember, the first person who brings in a doorstop gets two tickets to the... Don't think you don't have a chance. Because right now you're thinking, well, the stores aren't going to open until 9. Okay.
Well, take one out of your own house.
Take one. If it's in good shape, take it out of your own business and
bring one
it
that's
down
in good
here.
Shape. Not one that, you know, Fido has already chewed on from your house.
No. It needs to be able to hold the door open. So, so come in here and score two tickets. Plus... Anybody called because everybody got excited about that, about the baseball? Okay, I'll be giving away a lot of baseball tickets over the next few weeks, my friends. Okay, have a great day. Tomorrow, O2 Staffing, Employment Staffing's in here, and we're going to talk about our brand new employees handbook that they built for us.
Oh.
Yeah, my other one's only 14 years old.
Look at everybody through the window. They're all scurrying. Yeah, oh, no.
Yeah, wait till the drug testing starts. Okay. No. Hey, have a great day, my friends.